So the point, though, of this, the pain threshold aspect is the meat sack body, you're going to keep coming up with things. It'll get harder and harder and harder to overcome them. And this has been answered and just sort of worked through in the process is. But if you get over that, then it's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. Sooner or later, and that's why we give such a big hard time about the Dead Bob show and all that kind of stuff, because you're just dragging it out. Either the point becomes in about a moment, you're running out of moments. Ascend, that's the point. And any other conversation is just dragging it out a little further. Okay, you know, go get your arms and legs cut off and then ascend. Okay, okay, have your head removed from your meat sack body. Cryogenic will take over pretty soon. Do all these fun things that you want to do. But at the end of the day, if you don't ascend, it's going to be not good. So these conditions, and even in the total biology, which we play with to death, it's kind of funny, but sad. But anyway, we still play with it. It's all right. We even agree. You've caught us agreeing with it. Carolyn has caught us agreeing with it three times.
Yeah.
We've agreed with it.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something there. We're acquiescing an inch. It's a good day because, you know, hey, just saying. So anyhow, the points now allow the meat sack body to have the condition to say, okay, I can step past this condition. Now, if that's what causes you to get to ascend, we're going to bring down some of the most nastiest, illest, nasty, terrible plagues you've ever seen in your realm, ever. If it'll make you ascend, you better fasten them seatbelts, because, honey, 7-11, here it comes. It's a-coming. And that's fine. There's going to be some relief. There'll be some relief. But the point is this, to ascend. That's the point. And the world is changing, and we didn't do that part. Well, yes, we did. No, we didn't. Yes, we did. Well, okay, regardless, it's changing. And you're either going to come to a place where the conditioning of your environment is going to become in such a way that you can't stand it, okay, or you're going to ascend. That's just the short version of it. And we can sugarcoat it. Like I say, if you need us to pet you on the head a little bit, if you ask us real sweet, we might do it for a second. But it's not going to take long till we're going to say turn or burn. It's not going to take long till we're going to say, come on now, you got it. There's nothing more you need to know. There's nothing more you got left to do. You've done everything you're supposed to do. You've relaxed and allowed. You talked to non-physical. And you took 3 drops and you going to get some bread of life. You're going to get a little living water. Now you're going to either ascend or not. That's the end of discussion. And it's really great because then as you come along and say, no, I'll do it next Tuesday. Okay, that's fine. Or next Thursday. Well, no, I'm busy. You know, it's in my schedule. Let me check my schedule. No, yeah, I really can't make. I can't make rewrite. I can't make rewrite this week. It's okay. Well, it's not that necessary. Well, okay. Well, let's just see how it goes. Well, I tell you, I'm going to go to the beach for a little bit, and I'll be back. I'm going to see how it goes. I'll see how I feel next Thursday, and we'll see if it works out. Then after a little while, you shake yourself, and you're not happy because it's not working. It's not working. The only thing that's going to work is to come to your place of power, which you've been offered, and you've seen and you taste it. You get like Roxy. That's why it's great fun with Roxy. She can take a libertine gospel because she's in the trenches. She not only can tell you, she can tell you what it feels like. Yeah, not everybody can do that.
Yeah.
They'll talk about it, but she can tell you, she can show you what it does and what you can do. And but even in her crazy videos, which are incredible, you can see some of those works. She captures things that she didn't even know she's capturing. And then she watches it and says, well, I undid that again and bumped that in there. Or she'll be playing the piano and something fun will come out. There'll be a little bit different and that kind of stuff. That's just fun. See, that's the point of the fun. The issue is not that. The issue is this more and more and more, even then, when you got it all worked out and you're Roxy, it's good to be Roxy. Good to be Roxy. So you get it all figured out. You got this lover that's knocking you into next Tuesday. I mean, you're so happy you can't hardly contain yourself. And even as superior as it is at you in every way, now she comes and says, is he really an angel? You're like, come on now. Yeah, easy now. Wait now. We gave you a blue gin. Your very own blue gin. Your own in your blue glass. Yes, that we can store it in. We had to have a place to store it, or it would be all the time. And so now Bojo shows up a little more often than he used to. Every day. So then what happens, it becomes a little bit more advanced. So even when you're at that high level, which Roxy, you obviously are, you have gone through the cycles and get it. Even then, you still have questions. That's not inappropriate. That's not inappropriate, but you don't ever go backward or fall back. You get it. You go, yes, yes, oh, and then you start clearing from there. So the process in this Emmaus Road is a step-by-step, but you're light years ahead of where you were. Light years ahead of where you were. So when it starts bumping, you're going to go, okay, and you're going to know what to do. Bam. You know what to do. Bam. Okay, now we aren't having any trouble then. We can send an email and say, okay, Barbara, it's time to leave. And you go, okay. And she knows, so it's no big deal. No big, you know, it's fine. Who cares? As long as you get out in time, it's good. No problem.
Okay, we've been faithful in small things. We've done the things we're supposed to do. We don't know what else is left. Ascension is nigh. Ascension's got to be here. Ascension's got to come from somewhere. It's got to somehow apply into your meat sack body. And if it doesn't, then what's forever for? What does it come to? To be a God is what you've got to come to. You've got to let go and at some point say, this is my destiny. This is what I was created for, that I did choose to separate from my power, that I have come back to my power, that I am laid into something that's God-given, that is God. It's so delicious. You wrap yourself into the very power that you gave to yourself. Ease off all this craziness and come back into your place of power. Shake yourself and know that you're God. If that doesn't get you into the hex static, something's wrong, isn't it?